I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We have the worst president and the worst vice president in the history of our country. And you say, Hannibal Lecter, why would he mention? Well, you know why? Because he was a sick puppy, and we have sick puppies coming into our country. We'll listen to a couple of songs if you want, and that's okay with me. I like it. Let's not do any more questions. Let's just listen to music. Let's make it into our music. Who the hell wants to hear questions, right?
Welcome back to The Week in Philly, and now we turn our attention to the Republican candidate for president. Donald Trump was in our area on Monday. He held what was supposed to be a town hall, kind of turned into a playlist party for his favorite songs. Let's bring in KYW's Nina Baratti, who covered the event out in Oaks. Nina, kind of set the stage for us for what we saw. First of all, about how many people were in attendance?
Hey, Matt. So just to start out, I'll say when I was walking up, you know, there was a media check-in that was right by where the general crowd was. And even just walking up, there was you could tell right off the bat there was so many people there. The parking lots are crazy. I got there several hours in advance and people were already out there standing in line when I was walking up. I heard people saying they were, you know, they drove 2 hours. They were standing in line for 3 or 4 hours. A big volume of people. The local firefighter I spoke with who was on the scene, and he said inside the expo center, they can hold around 6,000 people. And he told me a little while before the event started that they were right about at the cap. For the majority of the crowd, though, it was kind of standing room only. Trump and his team were a little bit late. They started about 45 minutes after the expected time. So it was a lot of people, very, very packed, a lot of support there for Trump.
Now, this started. It was supposed to be a town hall, and like you would expect, Donald Trump started taking questions. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, was the moderator.
It's a nice crowd.
Yes, they love you. You know why? It's because they recognize, sir, that you're the one who fights for them. You're the one who protects them.
Sounds like they got a few questions in, but then you talked about how packed it was. It was warm in there. There were a couple of medical emergencies in the crowd, and that kind of threw things off kilter.
Trump answered a couple questions from some people in the audience, and then we kind of heard like a pause and a little bit of chaos and some sort of medical emergency. We heard people yelling, you know, medic, medic. Trump, who was on stage, said, you know, can we get a doctor? Is there, you know, a doctor here?
Hold it, please. A doctor, please. Doctor. Thank you very much.
It was a brief pause.
We have incredible people. They come here hours before, and it's a little hot. We always have great doctors in the audience. We've never had too much of a problem.
After it was kind of wrapped up, they moved on, asked some more questions, and then actually a little while later, there was a second person on the other side of the room, another medical emergency, and it was the same thing.
It looks like, sir, she's on her feet and walking out. Let's encourage her.
Thank you.
Let her know we'll be praying for her. And I know it's really warm in here. Everybody agrees that it's really warm in here. We've got a lot of people who love America.
I enjoy this. We lose weight. You know? No, you lose weight. We could do this, lose 4 or 5 pounds.
He kind of decided after the second person, I guess, was okay or was being seen, he said, you know what, let's not take any more questions. Let's do something different.
Well, you had said you wanted to close with a specific song.
Okay, let's do a couple of
more fast questions.
So, Justin, how about a couple of really beauties? And we'll sit down, relax.
And then it kind of turned into this, you know, music, sing-along, dance-along. He was on stage. He was swaying, singing a little bit. And he was kind of greeting some people that were closest to him at the stage at that point of the night. And that's kind of how the night slowly, I guess, trickled to an end.
Did you get a sense from the people that were there what they thought, kind of reading accounts and listening to things? It seems like some people really enjoyed it. They thought it was kind of an intimate encounter. Others were kind of confused. I think most people in the media were kind of confused. Like, this is odd. Like it, don't like it. Like, to have a politician stand on stage for between 30 and 40 minutes just playing music at an event is odd. Put George W. Bush, Barack Obama, I don't care, insert other politician here. If they were to do this, it would be breaking into coverage on all the TV networks about what is going on here. So for the people, did you get any sense what they thought?
by the time he got on stage, they were just so excited to be there and to see him after such a long day. By the time it got toward the end and the music started playing, I think it was also, you know, it was a work night, a school night, that I think when he started playing that first song or two is when people kind of started to take their cues, you know, okay, we can head out. He's wrapped up. We can leave now. Some people did stay to the very end. By the time the last song did play, most of the people there had largely left or started to get out, run out to their cars to try and beat some of the traffic. It was different. You know, he tried to keep the energy up and, you know, they gave it right back to him.
The few questions he did take, what were the questions about? You know, did you glean anything from the answers, or were they pretty much standard for what he focuses on and the types of answers he's going to give?
One of the first questions that was asked was, what can you do to make, you know, home ownership more affordable again?
Most importantly, we're going to get interest rates brought way down. You know, we had interest rates at 2%, and now they're 10%, and you can't get the money.
Some talks about environment came up.
We have more liquid gold under our feet than Saudi Arabia, than Russia, than any other country. I'm going to bring down your energy costs 50% in the first year. 50%.
There was also questions about helping families with inflation. There are some safety concerns. He touched on helping farmers with getting prices down. You know, they talked a lot about, you know, immigration, what's going on at the border as well.
We're going to close that border so tight, it's going to be closed.
A little bit about the Second Amendment.
You know, it's amazing. These radical left lunatics, they want everybody to come into our country. Many of those people are criminals. And then they want to also take your guns away simultaneously. So they don't want your guns, but they want them to come in.
There's only a handful of questions there because of the two medical emergencies and, you know, the
rest
the
music.
Of the night.
Yeah. Then the music. Thank you very much, Nita. KYW's Nita Barati joining us. The Week in Philly will continue after this. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.